And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? In our last presentation, we began a discussion of how important it is to have authority from God for the actions we take in religion. When Paul wrote in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord," his command carried with it the idea of us acting only when God has instructed us to act and only in the manner in which God has authorized us to act, a sentiment that is expressed frequently within the Scripture. The Apostle Peter wrote, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God," 1 Peter 4, verse 11, which refers to the fact that we must be sure to say only what God has authorized us to say. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, Paul commanded Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The implication being that in the word of God, we have a precious treasure that we must be diligent to handle correctly. God's word repeatedly makes it clear that we must have biblical authority for everything we believe and practice, and that we are not to ever alter God's word in any way. In the Old Testament, Moses wrote on God's behalf, "You shall not add to the word which I commanded you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I commanded you." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. The Proverbs writer said in regard to God, "Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar," Proverbs 30, verse 6. And in the New Testament, we are told, "If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. But how exactly do we ascertain biblical authority? How do we go about figuring out what God expects us to do or not to do? Join us next time as we answer these two important questions.